This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Gerald Nadler, the leader of the House of Representatives Committee weighing articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump, says there is a rock-solid case against the U.S. leader. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The case is centered around President Trump's July 25th phone call in which he asked Ukraine's president for a favor in investigating Democrats. Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal.
But anybody who is looking for a smoking gun should look directly at the President of the United States. He is the smoking gun.
Republican Matt Gaetz disagreed.
I think it was acting on concern about Ukraine being the third most corrupt country in the world.
He appeared on ABC's This Week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Korea's UN ambassador says the issue of denuclearization is now off the table in any future talks between the U.S. and North Korea. The RAND Corporation's Bruce Bennett says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was never genuine about wanting to give up his nuclear weapons.
I think the denuclearization offer was a sham, that it was an attempt by Kim to buy time and to buy recognition, which he certainly got.
North Korea says it carried out a very important test at a satellite launching site over the weekend. Hong Kong police say protesters set fire outside court buildings, threw gas bombs, and spray-painted graffiti on government buildings, marring what was otherwise a generally peaceful march over the weekend. The comments came as protesters called for strikes across the city on Monday. At least 43 people were killed in a factory fire in India's capital, New Delhi, Sunday, the worst fire in the city has seen in over two decades. Local media reports a preliminary probe into the fire suggested a short circuit triggered the tragedy. The building's owner has been arrested as authorities probe possible failures to meet fire safety clearances. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.